Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Party or go home.
Party or go home!
Well, you know, today we have a special guest here in the studio. We have Neelan from the band Having Issues. And we're going to start your day off today with one of her songs off her new album. And the title is A Jar of a Thousand Joints. Here we go. One of their songs off their new album. It's a live performance recorded. And we have Neelan with us. And how are you this morning, Neelan?
I'm good. I'm awake because I've had my tea, which I needed. Yeah, that song is one of the funniest songs, because that song right there, Jar of a Thousand Joints, was put together because Juliana, the guitarist, her husband smokes like half of the joint and then puts it in a jar. So she came up with that idea of a jar of a thousand joints based upon that. And so, but then I couldn't relate that well, because I'm not really a big pot smoker. So Coral, who is the drummer and kind of is overseeing most of the music and, you know, is the music lead, she and her wife Hillary wrote the lyrics for that. Because normally I write all the lyrics based upon ideas, but I'm like, I can't even get it. So Coral and Hillary kind of wrote those words, and we kind of just formed the song from that. But it's based upon Juliana's husband, Shane, and him smoking half the joints and her getting annoyed because she throws them in a jar, and then she smokes the rest of them because she doesn't want to be wasteful.
That's so cute. Well, you know, I know you go back in punk rock to the 80s. You've been a loyal fan at the Café de Grand in Hollywood when I used to book shows, and there's a lot of similar people that we've known and associated with, and I see that you've started your own band, and I'd like to hear a little bit more about it.
Yeah, this is actually kind of my third music project that I started since I moved to Seattle, and it's probably been in the last 7 years. The first one was kind of more of a death rock band, and it was called The Uncommitted, and that was with a, my good friend Chris Longo, and he helped with this band with a few projects too, and a friend Gabe Bryce, who just joined us as a guitarist and having issues too. And that was kind of more death rock, and it was very kind of like Super Heroines, 45 Grave, kind of that world.
Sure.
And then the other project was Neuroprison. I'm still in that project. It's a post-punk project. And then having issues, it was kind of a, we had so many different, all we had was issues. And the funny thing was, is we were trying to come up with a name. And we had one name, but then it wasn't politically correct because we found out that it wasn't appropriate. So we said, screw it. So then Julia and I were at a show, and she was outside smoking a cigarette. I'm like, all we keep doing is having issues with this and having issues with that. I'm like, I'm fucking sick of it. Why can't we just get everything together? Because we're on our third bassist. and it's been Coral and Juliana and I pretty steadfast for about almost 3 years now. But all we've had is issues. Even like the first time we were supposed to play out, our bassist quit. And we were like,
oh, no.
I had to bail on the show. And it sucked because everyone's like, they depended upon us. And I was like, all right, well, it is what it is. And then we had Andrew join last May, and he just really caught on really quick with the bass. And he's a 25-year-old
nice.
Young pretty boy, you know, and he really understands the whole scene from the 80s. And, he reminds me of, like, somebody I knew from back in the day, so that's pretty cool.
Sure. We have another caller on the line from 424 area code. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Danny.
Hi, Danny. Well, you know, Danny's a mutual friend of ours from way back in the 80s. So glad to have you join us, Danny.
It's good to be here. Hi, Neelan.
Hey, dude.
Neelan and I go way back.
Do tell.
Well, back in the day when we were growing up and getting, we're baby punk rockers, we lived in the Covina area. And so there was a nice group of us that we all kind of ran into each other at shows and hung out together and stuff. And, Neelan was part of that scene. I was part of that scene. Neelan's mom was part of that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom was way cool. I loved your mom. But we had
everyone.
So much fun. And and Neelan and I were kind of notorious for starting pits. We were the pit starters.
Who would have ever guessed? You were so mild and mannered at the cafe.
Right.
All about aggression.
But it was a trip, and I saw that Neelan was going to be on the show. I was like, oh, Neelan. we haven't seen each other in a while. It's been a while. You were down here a couple years ago, and we ran into each other at a 45 Grave show in Fullerton.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Oh,
that's cool. You're doing bands now. That's pretty awesome.
You're never too old to start a punk band, I decided. You know what? And music's been my life. And as you know, my mom was like the one who got me into the whole punk scene. And she was a crazy punk woman. She's a.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Her death day is 20 years in August. So, you know, I still honor her at the shows.
Yeah. That's cool. So how many projects did you say you're involved in now? I know they just played one, and we're talking about another one. Is there more?
Yeah, I'm in a band called Neuroprison. It's a post-punk project, and it's kind of more dark and sultry, kind of, you know, like having issues is very, you know, but this is, you actually can hear my voice. And the guy, and my friend Gabe is in that band too, Gabe Rice. He wrote all the music and he wrote all the lyrics, because there's a story behind that too. But I wrote some of the lyrics, but we had a situation, and then he wrote other lyrics. So now we're back together again. And so I'm redoing my lyrics. It's a lot of fun. I mean, being these two projects, and, you know, and I've had a lot of support from my husband, Matthew, who, opposite of me, complete opposite. He is in the Seattle Symphony Chorale, and he's a tenor. So he's a professional tenor, and I am a punk singer.
Maybe you guys could collaborate on some level. That'd be cool.
Well, he's a big fan. He goes to the shows and everything, and, you know, he went to our EP release show, and he was not a punk guy at all, but he fell in love with his band called Millhouse that played with us. He's like, they're the tightest band. They're so great. I love those guys. Those guys are great. So he's like trying to get us to play with them again, and I'm trying to coordinate something. So, yeah, thanks to our friends Kat and Andy, who run a blog. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called There's Something Hard in There.
And that's a great title.
I'll look it up.
They've interviewed all kinds of people. They're great. I mean, they've done two blog entries for Having Issues and our shows, and they're really good friends of mine. They're both from back in the day, from L.A., so all of us transplants kind of got together and became buddies, and Kat Rose is the official Having Issues photographer, and all the photos that are taken are always Kat Rose, and she's just awesome. I love those people, great people. And Andy, you might know who Andy is. Andy, he was in Sorix. He was a singer.
In what? What band?
Sorix.
That's not familiar to me.
Were they from Covina? They played at the Cafe once.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
Is it Thorax with an X at the end?
Thorax. Sorex, I believe it is.
Yeah,
Sorix.
I remember
okay.
them, sort of.
Yeah.
I don't remember their sounds, but I remember the name. So many bands. I mean, come on, Danny. We had like, what, six, seven bands a night going 7 days a week. We were just really cranking it out there.
There was a lot of bands that went through there. But,
You guys were able to get bands. It's so hard in Seattle. I mean, I'm running a show called Last Rockers. And it's really hard to get bands. I mean, I'm begging people to play. And, I mean, it's $7 for four bands, and it's a lot of fun. I don't get it. Come on, Seattle.
Well, we had the influence of Mystic Records across the street. And when Doug Moody was recording these bands, he was paying for them to come from all over the country. And, you know, bands like Government Issue would walk in and you know, Nardcore bands like Ill Repute would walk in, and they had all their equipment and their band together, and I'd say, well, okay, well, I can squeeze you in at, you know, this slot right here. So, you know, we really had it made with Mystic right across the street there and around the corner, you know.
Yeah, you did.
But also think about this, though. I mean, that was like, what, a billion years ago in another world? It's not the same as it was then. I mean, we'll never see anything like that.
Trying to recapture it, and it's been hard. I mean, my friend Chris Halstead has been really helping me. He does all the artwork for Last Rockers, and he actually put us on a compilation. The first recording that Having Issues has was a compilation for Cabaret Voltaire that Chris Halstead did, and we did Santeria. Yeah, and it's actually a metropolis.
Very cool. Well, I'm looking forward to, like, coming up this summer, hopefully, and hopefully I'll have a band that I'm working with me. we're talking about doing some shows, and hopefully there'll be a trip to Seattle in the works, hopefully. Knock on
wood. And who are you working with? And who are you working with these days, Danny?
Yes, on the radio.
Yeah.
A little band.
Oh, Lee Powers,
with,
great band.
Yeah, Lee Powers, Danny Dorman from Wasted Youth and Circle One.
Yeah, nice.
And Maxine on vocals, she's amazing. Yeah, so we're looking at putting some music out pretty soon, and hopefully later this year. And then hopefully we'll have a trip to Seattle sometime in the works to promote that record.
Well, you know, you guys will have to stop in Cottonwood at my ranch here and do a quick set,
sure.
Videotape. Yeah, videotape and record your show. It'd be like, you know, a private thing, and I'll take great photographs for you. I have really good equipment,
awesome.
And it's all private, you know. I have a 40 by 60 foot Quonset hut on concrete where the band's set up, and we just play right there. It's open on either end, so the sound comes out great.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll
definitely
talk more about that.
Doug Moody's talking about building a new recording studio right there in my old wooden barn. It's like over 100 years old. He said nothing records in a studio as good as wood, actual wood. And these are trees that were cut out of oak, you know, way back in the 1800s. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you guys will have to stop on your way up and down. And there's a lot of bands on the label that are in Seattle and Portland, too. So, you know, if you guys want, I can put out an alert to some of your our friends, you know, on the label and you know.
For sure.
Put things together.
And I wanted to mention to Neilan that hopefully if we're out in Seattle that maybe we can, Death on the Radio could play with one of your projects, Having Issues or Neuro Prison. I haven't heard them yet, but I'm looking forward to hearing them. And it sounds like Death on the Radio is more like a Neuro Prison kind of, has a feel to it.
Well, you know, we have another caller on the line from, looks like Washington, 509 area code. Caller, what's your name? And where are you calling from?
This is Coral Ledford. I'm calling from Auburn, Washington.
Nice.
I'm the drummer in Having Issues.
Oh, great.
Hello.
Great. So glad to have you.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about
Extraordinaire. The music extraordinaire as well.
Oh, geez. Thanks, Dylan.
Awesome. And
yeah,
looking
like
forward
to
hearing more and Having Issues.
Oh, yeah. I look forward to making more music and sharing more stuff with people. So, yeah, that's awesome.
And you like people to call you Coral?
Yep. Yeah, I don't have any fancy nicknames or anything fun like that.
We only have one person in the band who has a fancy nickname.
Yeah.
And who would that
little
be?
Little D. Juliana, Little D.
Little B.
Yeah.
Little D, yeah.
It stands for Little Dictator.
She's really on point and really wants perfection. We love her.
And what does the little B stand for?
Do
I hear dead silence. That's okay.
Sorry.
You don't have to answer.
It's actually little D, like D as in dog.
Oh,
it's
D. I thought you said B, like in baby. Okay.
No, sorry. It's little dictator because she's a perfectionist and she's constantly telling us what we need to do.
That's cute.
It's adorable.
It's with love.
Yeah. She's a small little Brazilian beauty, you know, and she's got an attitude like no other. She should be calling in here soon, too.
So, Coral, how long have you been drumming?
I have been drumming since I was about 14 years old, so for about 20 years.
Wow.
I did not I didn't ever take any lessons or anything, and I did some pretty unconventional ways of getting to where I am, I guess. But in that I marched in a military band in college, so just kind of different.
Well, you know, I saw a documentary on women in drumming, and this woman expressed herself to the fact that you don't have to have lessons, you know, it's the beat. You have the beat in you.
Exactly.
And, you know, she would tap on anything, you know, and she traveled all over the world. And
exactly.
And drummed
I totally
with,
agree with that.
Yeah, and she drummed with Native people in other countries like Africa and Native people of whatever region she was in, and she just, it was a great documentary, and having a father who was a drummer and grew up watching him tapping on the counter every morning as he's making his coffee and things, you know, it gives a good insight to a drummer and how they feel about the drums, you know. It's the beat.
Yeah.
You just
absolutely
feel the beat.
I agree. Like, that's pretty much how I knew. Like, I play guitar as well. The only, I guess, regular sort of more normal band instrument that I absolutely cannot play is any sort of keyboard or piano or anything, because my hands are so small, I can't reach between the octaves, so I physically cannot do it. But
oh, wow.
But the funny thing is, I always, since I was really little, always was drumming, and it was what I really, 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 really wanted to do. So I can totally relate to that story you're telling about the documentary,
sure,
because that's what I always, always, always wanted to do and felt most comfortable just in my own element doing.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a granddaughter who's going to be 18 this year, and I gave her a set of drums when she was about 3 or 4 years old, and she just used to wail on them. And now she's in the high school marching band drumming. So, you know,
way cool.
The drum has inspired her as well. And yes, Danny.
Hmm.
Was that you wanting to say something?
No, I just said way cool. I was just commenting. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. No worries. No worries. And, you know, I got her started with that song, Like Big Butt, and she would just go nutso on that, and I recorded her on a video clip, and I'll be darned if I can find it, because it's so adorable. Here's this little kid, you know, just wailing on, she's got big butts and I cannot lie.
Yes, that is awesome.
So anyway, back to having issues, I have another song here from the band, and oh, this is one of my favorites. I like this, Ex-Catholic Girls. What a cool song.
We'll be right back.
I know Frank Zappa would definitely approve ex-Catholic girl.
Very GTO-ish.
Well, it's funny.
That's a fun one.
It is, because when we started out the band, there were really only a couple things that we all had in common right off the bat. For some reason, we were all ex-Catholics. And if you don't think that's, I mean, that's pretty average, though. I feel like you can meet an ex-Catholic in any, you know, group of people.
Yeah, hi.
But yeah, exactly. But on top of that, the other thing we had in common, and I don't know if Neilan even remembers this, was that we all had Microsoft Zunes.
Oh,
what is
yeah.
That?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Exactly. What is the
I don't
Zoom?
Know what a Microsoft Zoom is. Clue me in.
It's an iPod.
Zoom. It was right after the iPod, and it was, you know, their iteration of it. And, you know, it was really bizarre that we all happened to have
them. Isn't that funny? Well, you know.
And all of us had different personalities. Think about that. How when we first met with our, you know, our first basis, way different people, way different. Would never think that they would start a band and become good friends.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, you know, Neilan, your voice when I was listening to your music reminded me a lot of Bobby Bratt. And I was recently reworking.
Bobby.
Yeah, I've been preserving a lot of the old vinyl from Mystic Records, and
wow.
I was working on the Destroy LA album, and I have to say that if you know, I can get Philco to bring up the vocals on that, people would be able to see what I'm talking about, because you have a really, really good voice, and you know, it's great to hear girls out there, you know, in the punk scene. There's quite a few of us, but, you know, we don't always get a lot of recognition, you know.
For sure.
Well, thank you.
I've always been a big pusher of girl-fronted, women-fronted rock bands, or punk bands.
Well, thanks.
I
mean,
love girl rockers.
we're doing it for, you know, that's the first thing. We're doing it for fun. If you don't do it for fun, you're doing it for the wrong reason. You know, I mean, yeah, everybody wants to make some money, but at the end of the day, if you're not having fun, go, you know, I've been doing corporate jobs for many, many years, and that's not fun. So this is for fun, and you know, we do take it somewhat serious because we want to sound decent, but, you know, it's not all about, like, popularity or whatever. It's more about kind of getting out there and having a good time and playing with bands we really want to play with. And I really handpick the bands I want to play with, because I do all the booking for our shows too. So the band doesn't even know who they're playing with until that day, for the most part.
Sure.
Like our EP release, I mean, I really love the band Itchy Bitchy, or Itchy Bitchy. And she's from Japan, and she coined pink punk. And I just love her. She's adorable. And they were great. They played the show. And the Steel Tigers of Death here in Seattle. And they're so much fun. They dress up in different costumes. First they show up in banana costumes. And they strip down to, like, these little shorts with, like, lights all over them. And they're great. They've been around 10 years. They're great. And then Millhouse, like I said earlier, they're just awesome. They're very tight. Just really good hardcore punk music that you can really sink your teeth into. So,
and there,
you know,
there
and
is
I mean,
a
I
large,
mm-hmm.
there is a large punk scene coming out of Japan. We have Spam 69 on the label, and they're a pretty fun
nice.
Band too. Yeah, I met them through the Rotters.
Nice. Hmm. Yeah, and our friends the Derelicts are coming out with a new album too, and they're kind of a known for the punk scene of Seattle. I'm sure you've heard of them. They're on a different record label. I can't remember which one, but, you know, I mean, we're friends with them. And the cheap cassettes. Now, if you they're on a label, and the reason I bring that up is Mike actually has played on the Sensoria compilation that Chris Halstead did for Metropolis, and he did all the bass lines. So, you know, I mean, I've really been able to meet a lot of people, and I think I told you through my – I started a punk meetup group about 6 years ago because I was going to shows and didn't know anybody because I was traveling for work. So I started this meetup group, and this is kind of how this all evolved. I met all these wonderful people that I consider my friends and my family. I mean, I have a wonderful brother named Monty who – and I think you met Monty, Danny. He was my heavy
yeah.
metal brother.
Yeah, I love Monty.
Yeah, he's you know, and he really is like my cheerleader in all music, and, you know, he's – so I've just been surrounded by so many great people, and here in Seattle, this is my family. I love L.A. back in the day, but nothing compares to then to now. I mean, my Seattle family is the best.
Well, you know, back in the day in L.A., we were hated. I mean, come on.
I
punk
know.
Rock was not popular.
Fun.
I mean, we had fun at the clubs and things, but, you know, and I noticed the same hatred up here in Northern California when we were doing punk shows in Red Bluff. As soon as you walk outside, the cops are sitting there waiting for you.
Oh, well, the worst riot that we had was, remember the one that Suicidal started at Mandolia's Ballroom?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that, Danny? Oh, my God, that was the craziest one. The most calm one was the one at SRO Studios, PSOL, where everyone was sitting
January
down.
January 8th,
1981. Yeah, see,
January 8th, 1981.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't at that show. I was down the street at the Untouchables and Fast Freddy show. But I remember after we left and we were driving up Sunset, all the Christmas trees that were on fire.
It was crazy, yeah. But the cops had everybody sitting down politely. The one, I mean, even the Dead Kennedys riot in Wilmington was pretty crazy too. But my mom went to that and we lost each other. She's like, they were tearing off the sinks in the bathrooms and throwing them. I'm like, oh shit. So crazy riots, crazy riots back in the day. They don't do that. Sometimes I think they should with the political bullshit going on.
Well, you know what I think
more
is really amazing?
Today.
I think the surf punk show, punk rock event they have every year down at the beach has become so popular, and there were like thousands of people who turned out on the beach to hear that show. Hear the show, and not one cop interfered with anything. I guess they were too outnumbered.
Oh, well, no, it's not really. That's kind of more of a commercialized show, to be quite honest with you.
The Surf Rodeo is what it's called, yeah.
Oh, Surf Rodeo. Oh,
but, I mean,
I
people had fun,
kind of,
you know.
Yeah,
is
it's just weird now.
Go ahead, Danny.
I was just saying it's weird now because It's like so mainstream, even when they're thinking that they're totally underground, it's still pretty mainstream. I mean, it's like, it's very cool to be a punk nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, we always had the posers even back in the beginning of things, you know. We always had those that wanted to look the part but weren't really in it for the heart, you know.
Right.
Well,
I'll be talking to somebody. I'm now I start thinking to myself, God, I used to beat up kids like you in high school, or is it guys like you used to beat me up in high school for being punk rock? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could go either way.
Rebels, but punk's an attitude, and I still have that attitude because I pretty much hate most people and love animals, and you know. I just, like, all this hipster bullshit is just driving me crazy lately. When you go to shows and people have no clue and they're wearing shirts that you used to wear, you're like, ugh, really? Come on. It just drives me crazy.
I got a little story that
people are out enjoying live music. I mean, at least they're not holed up, you know, somewhere in their fucking room and not,
no, dude,
you know,
I get that.
That's true.
Experiencing things.
And they want so much to be a part of everything too, you know.
Right.
And yeah. If it's really in their heart, they'll blossom, you know.
Well, hopefully.
We've seen a lot of them come and go, huh, Danny?
Yes, that's true. I just got a little story really quick I want to tell you about.
Go ahead.
It's something that happened to my niece, okay, talking about wearing shirts and whatnot. Well, my niece had she loves the Ramones. You know, I raised her right. And she was wearing like a Ramones bracelet that I bought for her. And she was telling me up that at school, some kid came up to her and said, "Oh, you like the Ramones too?" And she told me that she turned around, rolled her eyes, and said, "It's the Ramones." And I said, "I'm so proud, honey."
That's cute. That's really cute.
Funny. Juliana's about to call in, too. She wanted to kind of – we still have a few more minutes, don't we?
Yeah, we do. About 6 minutes. How about if – let me see – I'll play one of your songs here, Shit Show.
Okay,
great. I hope that your other bandmates can join us. I can definitely see the pit swirling at the end of that song. And we have another caller on the line who just joined us. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, it's Julia.
Hi. We hear they call you the little
Hi.
D. Or little D.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's
Well, tell
nice.
Us a little bit about yourself.
Sorry?
I see that you're the lead guitarist, and tell
yeah.
us about your experience with the band, having issues.
Yeah. Sorry, like, I'm walking home from work, but I cannot hear really well, but I'm trying to talk to you guys for a second.
Juju, hey, you crack me up, man.
Dude. Well, we're down to the last 3 minutes of the show, so just wanted to hear a little bit from you. Everybody else has been adding to the comments for the band having issues.
Cool.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, thanks for having us and, you know, playing our song.
Sure.
I'm very happy to be part of this project and... just exciting to make more music and, you know, create songs together.
That's great. Really enjoyed the songs. Played a few of them here today so far, and it's been really fun having you all on, and really looking forward to working with you guys. Having Issues is a fun band, and I'm glad that you all are, you know, having a good time with the band up in Seattle and Washington. And, you know, we at Mystic Records here, we have quite a few artists up there in Washington, and you know, they'll...
Good. We should get a Mystic Records show going on here.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's an idea. There's an idea.
I love you.
Hey guys, I'm
going to
take off.
Got it. They're awesome. But I feel like there's a lot of good punk fans in Seattle right now. But
yeah,
we are kind of a little different from everyone else. We're very intuitive and like we do our own thing. Like, it's pretty
well,
cool.
You know, you have the platform to say what's on your mind and the freedom of speech to write the lyrics the way you want and in the songs. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to express yourself musically.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and we wouldn't have this EP if it wasn't for the Timber Room and, you know, both Juliana and Andrew, the bass player, work for a Creme Work and part of Timber Room. And Kaz is their sound guy, and Emma is a sound person too. And without Kaz and Emma, we wouldn't have had this, you know, be able to present to you to be part of, to join your family and be part of the Mystic Records family.
Nice. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Looking forward to working with you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey,
whoa.
Thank you.
Well, we've hit the end of our show, girls. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to party or go home.
Thank you. Bye, Danny.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right,
so
nice
much.
To have you all on the show.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so what do we have here?
Yeah. Let's find this show in Seattle.
That's right. Your next show's coming up May, what is it, May 10th?
May 10th, Georgetown, Lee Court.
Sounds good. All right, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
All right.